Ever wondered why some people seem to effortlessly achieve their goals while others remain perpetually stuck despite positive attitudes? Gabriella Oettingen's groundbreaking book, Rethinking Positive Thinking, challenges our deeply ingrained cultural belief that optimistic visualization alone leads to success. As a Harvard-educated psychologist with over 20 years of research, Oettingen reveals the surprising truth: merely dreaming about success can actually prevent us from achieving it. This counterintuitive finding has attracted attention from productivity experts like Tim Ferriss and behavioral scientists across disciplines. The book's techniques have been adopted by Fortune 500 companies for performance improvement and by educational institutions worldwide. Perhaps most tellingly, Oettingen's research-backed approach offers a refreshing alternative to the $10 billion self-help industry's often unvalidated positive thinking mantras, providing a scientifically proven method that works with our psychology rather than against it. Imagine Ben, a college student in the 1980s with an intense crush. He spent hours daydreaming about touring Roman ruins with his love interest, sharing peaceful, creative moments together, and building an idealized future. In his mind, they would sketch ancient architecture, discuss philosophy and quaint cafes, and create lasting memories. Yet despite these vivid fantasies that occupied countless hours, Ben never asked her out. He always found excuses: too much schoolwork, fear of rejection, waiting for the perfect moment, but never took action. His dreams, rather than motivating him, became a substitute for real engagement. Why couldn't he find the energy to pursue what he clearly desired? This paradox lies at the heart of our modern approach to motivation. We've embraced the belief that positive thinking and visualization are essential for success. From Marcus Aurelius's Meditations on Optimism to Dr. Seuss's Oh, the Places You'll Go, the message remains consistent. Optimism helps us persevere. Americans particularly embrace this outlook, with figures like President Eisenhower declaring, "Pessimism never won any battle." This mindset has spawned entire industries of self-help books, motivational speakers, and visualization techniques promising success through positive thinking. But 20 years of rigorous research tells a different story. In a groundbreaking study with obese women in a weight loss program, those with strong positive fantasies about looking slim lost 24 pounds less than those with more negative visualizations. They skipped more gym sessions and made fewer dietary changes, satisfied instead with their mental image of success. This pattern repeated across diverse populations. College students with positive fantasies about crushes were less likely to initiate relationships or even make eye contact. Job-seeking graduates who frequently fantasized about success sent 41% fewer applications and earned an average of $18,000 less annually. Students who positively fantasized about exam grades studied 25% fewer hours and scored significantly lower. The economic impact is immense and measurable. Analysis of USA Today financial articles during 2007-2009 showed that more positive reporting correlated with Dow Jones declines of up to 10% in subsequent weeks. Similarly, presidential inaugural addresses with more positive thinking correlated with lower GDP growth, averaging 2.3% less, and higher unemployment, up by 1.4% in following terms. Companies with overly optimistic CEO letters to shareholders underperformed their more realistic counterparts by 31% over 3 years. While positive fantasies don't doom everyone to failure, the evidence overwhelmingly suggests that merely dreaming about goals significantly reduces your likelihood of achieving them, creating a comfortable mental substitute for the hard work of actual achievement. Despite their potential drawbacks, positive fantasies serve several crucial psychological and practical purposes. For people lacking control over their immediate circumstances, they provide essential psychological support and a mental escape valve. Martin Luther King Jr.'s "I Have a Dream" speech exemplifies how positive fantasies can sustain entire communities through oppression, offering hope and a shared vision of a better future. Even in humanity's darkest moments, such as in concentration camps during the Holocaust, survivors collected recipes into makeshift cookbooks, not just as an act of discipline, but as a way to maintain their humanity and envision a world beyond their current suffering. These cookbooks became treasured artifacts that helped preserve cultural memory and personal identity. Research consistently confirms that positive fantasies arise naturally from both physiological and psychological needs. When study participants were deliberately made thirsty or had their sense of life purpose challenged through experimental manipulation, they subsequently produced significantly more positive fantasies about satisfying those specific needs. These fantasies serve multiple functions. They help by directing attention toward relevant stimuli, assist in goal planning, and provide distraction from the psychological burden of waiting. For instance, athletes often use visualization techniques before competitions, mentally rehearsing their performance to enhance actual outcomes. Positive fantasies offer immediate relief from negative emotions, functioning as a natural emotional regulation mechanism. In a detailed study with 88 university students, dreaming about a positive future corresponded with measurably less depression in the short term, though it predicted increased depression over a 4-week period when not paired with action. Like coping mechanisms for extreme physical pain, positive fantasies provide temporary relief but may lead to passivity rather than addressing underlying problems if relied upon exclusively. This dynamic mirrors other psychological coping mechanisms, such as temporary distraction or emotional eating, which can be helpful in moderation but problematic when overused. Perhaps most valuably, fantasizing helps us discover what we truly want through risk-free mental exploration. We can virtually experience potential futures without commitment, allowing our emotional responses to guide decision-making. A college student from a family of doctors might realize while daydreaming that they viscerally dislike night shifts, harsh lighting, and hospital smells, valuable information about whether this career path truly fits them. Unlike rational list-making or pro-con analysis, fantasizing allows for intuitive understanding of what feels right on a deeper level. This process can reveal preferences we might not consciously acknowledge, such as valuing creativity over stability or preferring collaboration to independent work. The key to harnessing positive fantasies effectively lies in understanding both their power and limitations. They work best when used as complementary tools alongside action-oriented planning, rather than as substitutes for real-world effort. Successful individuals often combine positive visualization with concrete goal setting, using fantasies to maintain motivation while developing practical strategies for achievement. The most effective approach treats positive fantasies as helpmates in the journey towards goals, rather than assuming dreams alone can make wishes come true. Why exactly do positive dreams about the future fail to motivate us? To understand this, researchers conducted a study using women's fascination with stylish shoes. Female college students were divided into two groups. One continued generating positive thoughts about wearing fabulous high heels, while the other considered negative aspects like pain and blisters. The results revealed that positive fantasies make us especially ill-equipped for difficult tasks. Students who fantasized about resolving a humanitarian crisis were less likely to donate significant amounts to help than those who simply recalled facts about the situation. Similarly, positive fantasies diminished willingness to volunteer meaningful time. This phenomenon explains why 21.7% of Groupon customers never redeem their coupons. Their fantasies about enjoying discounted services clash with the logistics of real-life redemption. Positive fantasies effectively drain our energy, leaving us unable to overcome even moderate obstacles. Further experiments confirmed this energy-draining effect. College students who positively fantasized about winning a contest reported feeling significantly less energized afterward. In a follow-up study, students who imagined an ideal upcoming week reported accomplishing less than those who recorded neutral thoughts. Even brief fantasizing, just minutes, was enough to deflate energy and diminish performance for an entire week. The explanation lies in how our brains process imagination. research shows that mental simulation causes physiological changes similar to actually performing activities. When we positively fantasize about success, we fool our brains into thinking we've already achieved our goals, draining our motivation to take necessary action. In one study, participants who generated positive fantasies about taking revenge identified aggression-related words more slowly, indicating they had mentally attained the revenge goal. Positive fantasies not only relax us, but also skew how we process information. Since dreams create a pleasant state of perceived fulfillment, we naturally seek information that prolongs this fantasy while avoiding contradictory facts. Students who positively fantasized about wearing high heels spent more time reading about benefits than drawbacks. This creates a double bind. Our dreams both fool us into thinking we've attained our wishes and lock us cognitively into these wishes by filtering information. The result is often frustration and feeling stuck, like someone who dreams of winning the lottery but never buys a ticket. Rather than merely indulging in positive fantasies that leave us relaxed but unmotivated, mental contrasting offers a more nuanced approach to goal pursuit. This technique involves a two-step process. First, identifying an important wish and visualizing its most positive outcome in vivid detail. Then, deliberately confronting the internal obstacles standing in our way. This combination creates a powerful cognitive contrast that energizes action when success seems feasible. To test this technique rigorously, researchers designed careful experiments with multiple control groups. In the first study, with 168 female university students, participants identified important interpersonal wishes, ranging from improving relationships with partners to building new friendships, and rated their likelihood of success. The mental contrasting group alternated between fantasizing about positive outcomes and obstacles, while control groups either only fantasized positively, only dwelled on obstacles, or reverse contrasted by considering obstacles before benefits. The results showed striking differences in motivation and follow-through. Surprisingly, mental contrasting worked selectively, energizing only those who believed success was likely, while helping those with low expectations disengage gracefully. For instance, students who believed they could realistically improve their study habits showed increased motivation and better grades after mental contrasting, while those who deemed their academic goals unrealistic redirected their energy elsewhere. This selective effect proved valuable as it helped people wisely allocate energy toward achievable goals rather than impossible dreams. The technique's applications extend beyond personal achievement. Mental contrasting enhances creativity, helps address negative fantasies, and confronts unjustified fears. In a study with 158 Berlin youths, those who mentally contrasted about overcoming xenophobia showed greater tolerance toward foreigners and made more concrete plans to interact, such as joining multicultural study groups or attending international festivals, but only when they initially believed success was likely. The exercise helped participants identify specific barriers, like language differences or cultural misunderstandings, and developed practical solutions. The technique proved particularly valuable for Charlie, a graduate student caring for his grandmother through terminal ovarian cancer. Traditional mental health support, including general advice about self-care and stress management, failed to address his immediate needs. However, mental contrasting helped him confront specific internal obstacles preventing effective coping, particularly his guilt about taking necessary breaks for self-care. By contrasting his wish to be a good caregiver with his obstacles, Charlie developed practical strategies like scheduling short respite periods and finding reliable backup care. Mental contrast's power lies in acknowledging both wishes and obstacles, bringing them into direct contact rather than focusing solely on positive outcomes or dwelling exclusively on barriers. This brief exercise, typically taking just 5 to 10 minutes rather than requiring lengthy therapy, energizes pursuit of achievable wishes while helping us recognize and release unattainable ones. Whether applied to personal goals, professional ambitions, or social challenges, mental contrasting provides a structured way to regulate our own path toward fulfilling our dreams while avoiding the pitfalls of pure positive thinking or excessive pessimism. The technique has shown particular promise in health-related behaviors, academic achievement, and relationship goals. Studies have demonstrated its effectiveness in helping people stick to exercise routines, improve study habits, and navigate interpersonal conflicts by identifying specific obstacles and developing targeted strategies to overcome them. The magic of mental contrasting lies in its ability to connect future wishes with present obstacles without conscious awareness. When we judge our wishes feasible, future and reality become fused together non-consciously. When wishes seem unfeasible, they become disconnected. In experiments with college students, researchers measured these non-conscious associations using a primed lexical decision task. Students who performed mental contrasting showed stronger cognitive links between future wishes and present obstacles when they believed their wishes were attainable. These links predicted how energized they felt about pursuing their goals. Mental contrasting not only links our desired future with present reality, but also forges powerful non-conscious associations between obstacles and the actions needed to overcome them. Consider Joni, a student facing a philosophy exam who must decide whether to attend a party. Through mental contrasting, her mind automatically connects skipping the party, obstacle, with studying, instrumental behavior, without requiring conscious effort. This was tested with 99 college students in an experiment about fitness. After introducing the wish of getting fit, the obstacle, taking elevators, and instrumental behavior, taking stairs, students performed either mental contrasting or reverse contrasting. Students who mentally contrasted and had high expectations of success showed stronger cognitive associations between obstacles and instrumental behaviors, and they used the stairs more frequently. Mental contrasting also enhances obstacle detection in complex scenarios like chess and improves how people process negative feedback. In a study with 153 students pursuing interpersonal goals, those who performed mental contrasting remembered significantly more negative feedback when they had high expectations of success, while recalling less when expectations were low. Unlike those who merely indulge in positive fantasies or dwell on obstacles, mental contrasting participants translate negative feedback into effective plans. They maintain higher self-esteem and see feedback as identifying specific, temporary deficits that can be overcome through effort. When my friend Brenda performed mental contrasting about her wish to exercise daily, she identified laziness as her obstacle. But deeper reflection revealed her real obstacle was trauma from an eating disorder that had made exercise feel compulsive rather than enjoyable. This revelation helped her reframe exercise as something she wanted to do rather than had to do. While conscious effort is valuable for achieving goals, mental contrasting unlocks new potential by engaging both conscious and non-conscious processes, allowing you to pursue heartfelt, viable wishes with your full mental capacity. Mental contrasting isn't just effective in laboratory settings. It works powerfully in real life. When working with school counselors in Minnesota, participants like Tammy used it to transform their daily challenges. Tammy's wish was to enjoy evenings with her family instead of feeling overwhelmed by chores. By contrasting her desire for family harmony with her obstacle, self-imposed pressure, she created a plan to prioritize family time. The result was a meaningful evening with homemade dinner and quality time while less urgent tasks were postponed. To make mental contrasting even more effective, researchers combined it with implementation intentions, explicit plans about how to achieve wishes. While strong intentions only slightly boost performance, formulating specific plans dramatically improves follow-through. In one study, 71% of students who specified when, where, and how they would write a holiday report completed it, compared to only 32% of those without plans. Implementation intentions work best as if-then statements. If situation X arises, then I will perform response Y. Statistical analysis of nearly 100 studies confirmed these intentions have a medium to large impact on goal achievement by helping people get started, avoid distractions, and overcome habits. the combination of mental contrasting and implementation intentions became known as WOOP, Wish, Outcome, Obstacle, Plan. 1. Wish. Identify something challenging but achievable. 2. Outcome. Visualize the best outcome associated with fulfilling this wish. 3. Obstacle. Identify the internal obstacle holding you back. 4. Plan. Create an if-then plan to overcome the obstacle. WOOP involves free thoughts and images rather than rational thinking. Find a quiet place where you can focus without distractions. First-timers might need 15-20 minutes, but with practice, you can complete it in just minutes. You can perform WOOP mentally or in writing, making it adaptable to various situations. The process often brings emotional revelations, as with Colin, a counselor who wished to buy a house with his partner. Through WOOP, he identified his anxiety about settling in Minnesota as his obstacle and created a plan to remind himself of the benefits of his supportive network there. If you're skeptical about WOOP, that's understandable. Unlike many self-help techniques that require significant investment of time, money, or professional guidance, WOOP is free, quick, side-effect-free, and universally applicable. Can something so simple really work? When teaching WOOP to various professionals, some claim they already do something similar without results. However, research shows people rarely perform mental contrasting spontaneously. In one study, only 9% spontaneously used mental contrasting, compared to 36% who merely indulged in positive fantasies about the future. WOOP has demonstrated remarkable effectiveness across diverse domains. In collaboration with a German health insurance company, researchers tested WOOP's effectiveness with 256 female patients. One group received detailed health information plus WOOP training, while the control group received only information. The results were striking. WOOP participants exercised nearly twice as much as the control group through the 4-month mark and consumed significantly more fruits and vegetables, a benefit that persisted even after 2 years. For chronic back pain patients, WOOP combined with standard treatment led to nearly double the physical capacity compared to control groups after 3 months. With stroke patients, WOOP participants exercised almost twice as much, 170 minutes weekly, as standard treatment patients, and lost over 10 pounds while control groups gained weight. WOOP also effectively reduced binge drinking among college students, with the WOOP group engaging in significantly fewer drinking episodes, 1.8 versus 2.5 per week. In relationships, WOOP effectively reduces harmful expressions of insecurity. Participants who used WOOP with implementation intentions to continue ongoing activities when feeling insecure saw reductions in problematic behaviors almost twice as great as control groups. In academic settings, high school students using WOOP completed 60% more PSAT practice questions over summer break than control groups. Middle school students, including those at risk for ADHD, completed more homework when using WOOP. Low-income students provided with WOOP and reminder cards saw improvements in GPA and attendance. Unlike many unvalidated self-help programs, WOOP offers a scientifically proven alternative to trendy positive thinking approaches. Beyond individual benefits, WOOP can serve as an important complementary tool to social regulation, enabling people to better regulate their own lives for collective betterment. WOOP isn't merely a quick-fix technique, but a living tool for everyday use. Like a guide dog leading the blind, WOOP helps us navigate life without fully understanding ourselves or our obstacles. When practiced regularly, WOOP becomes a trusted companion that helps identify realistic wishes, overcome obstacles, and create meaningful change. Starting WOOP practice works best by addressing deep-seated wishes that have been dormant or pushed aside. These emotionally powerful wishes, like career changes or healing relationships, provide a visceral experience of WOOP's effectiveness before applying it to mundane matters. For beginners, focusing on achievable 24-hour wishes helps build familiarity with the technique. After becoming comfortable with WOOP, experiment with different wishes, times, and contexts to develop a personal WOOP habit. Many practitioners prefer mornings, evenings, or commutes for their daily practice. A morning WOOP often unconsciously guides behavior throughout the day, creating change that feels effortless. Whatever your approach, maintain the exercise's integrity by finding mental space, following the four steps without interruption, and being specific about wishes, outcomes, and obstacles. Free smartphone apps, available at whoopmylife.org, facilitate daily Whoop practice by guiding users through the four steps and tracking wishes over time. By logging Whoops by category and time frame, the app creates a diary of desires showing progress over time. Having Whoop accessible on your phone encourages practice during everyday moments, at airports, in traffic jams, or waiting rooms. Don't become discouraged if Whoop doesn't produce immediate results. Sometimes it works without you noticing, like Linda, who decided not to wake at 6 a.m. after a late night, actually making a beneficial choice rather than pursuing an unrealistic wish. Whoop often works subtly through the non-conscious mind, creating change that becomes apparent only when tracked over time. Whoop proves particularly valuable during stressful moments, before presentations, difficult meetings, or challenging interpersonal situations. Taking just 3 minutes to Whoop before going on stage can transform anxiety into preparedness. For irrational anxieties, adapt Whoop by first identifying and vividly imagining the worst possible outcome, then recognizing the positive present reality that contradicts this fear. Beyond motivating action, Whoop helps resolve dilemmas through mental contrasting. When facing decisions like, should I travel across country to see a friend, frame the option as a wish, imagine the positive outcome, then identify obstacles. This clarity enables decisive action and eliminates the mental burden of unresolved questions. Children have advantages over adults when learning Whoop. They're less resistant to free-flowing imagery and more in touch with their wishes. Studies show Whoop helps children as young as 7 regulate emotions and school performance. When using Whoop with children, start with wishes they're passionate about rather than what adults think they should want. At its core, Whoop connects us to others and the world. By overcoming fears and anxieties, we welcome connection. Even seemingly personal wishes like better health enable more active engagement with life. Whoop helps us get unstuck by cutting through excuses and untested beliefs. It enables true freedom, not just having choices, but having the ability to pursue what we genuinely want rather than what others expect. By facing how we hamstring our own wishes, we unleash powerful internal forces that can change long-standing habits. The journey begins with two essential questions. What is your dearest wish? What holds you back from achieving it?